Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, saints of God. Good evening, the Lord's people. Let me welcome you to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith with yours truly, Moses Henry Jones. And I am so excited about tonight's broadcast because, as always, as hope springs eternal, I am hoping that Mr. Jensen Franklin has grown a spine. Every day when I come on the air, I say, will today be the day that Mr. Jensen Franklin grows a spine and a brain, may I add. He needs a brain, too. And will this man stick his head out of the sand, because he's like an ostrich. He thinks I'm going to go away. He's doing exactly like that big bird called the ostrich. The ostrich sees trouble coming. The ostrich sticks its head in the sand and its fanny up in the air, and it hopes that the big wind will blow over. Well, I'm not going to blow over. Jensen Franklin can rest assured that when he sticks his head up out of the sand, I'm going to be right there. Why? Because yours truly has the patience of Job. He can stick his head in the sand. Listen, he's been sticking his head in the sand for a whole year now. And every time he pops his head out and he looks with one eye, there I am, and he sticks his head back in the sand. So let's see if tonight is the night that Jensen Franklin calls the broadcast. The number here is area code 516-418-5978. Again, area code 516-418-5978. And I am posing the question, how spiritually and biblically retarded is Jensen Franklin. And my brothers and sisters, don't get mad at me because I'm using the word retarded. I happen to be a very cultured man. I happen to be a very educated man. And the word retarded is found in the Oxford Dictionary. That's right. In the Queen's language, and you know how prim and proper the Queen is, in the Queen's mother tongue, they use the word retarded quite a bit. It's in the Oxford Dictionary of the English language. So, yes, I am not using the word retarded as a pejorative. I'm not using it as a cuss word. By no means. I'm using it to perfectly describe the man who leads the seven campus free chapel churches. That's right. He's got seven churches under his authority, under his covering, if we want to use his language. Jensen Franklin has seven mega churches, and all those people who are sitting there year after year under Jensen Franklin's teaching and preaching, and the same people who stand up and applaud him when gibberish is coming out of his mouth, they are just as biblically and spiritually retarded as their pastor is. He's the Pied Piper of retardcastalism. That's right. He's the Pied Piper. The Pied Piper. Leading a whole bunch of people astray. Well, my brothers and sisters, you're in for a treat tonight because, once again, I am going to be taking the sledgehammer of biblical truth to that first pillar. You know that I have already told you that Jensen Franklin's sermon entitled Jezebel's Children is built on five faulty pillars of interpretation. The man does no exegeting whatsoever. He does not take out what's in the text. He does a lot of eisegeting. He reads into the text. And it's a big, big problem when you have a preacher who is constantly reading his own ideas, reading his own erroneous thoughts into the text. You can't have that. You have to have a pastor, you have to have a preacher who can exegete the text. Take out ex from the Greek preposition ek, from which you get the word ekklesia. It's the word, listen, the word ek, the preposition means to come out of. We need to, as preachers, we need to give the people what directly comes out of the text. We don't need to ice, I-E-I-S. We don't need to read in. The preposition ace, E-I-S, means you're inserting into the text. No, we don't need to eisegete. We need to exegete. And Jensen, that's all Jensen Franklin does. All he does is eisegete. All he does is he reads his own opinion, his own dopey ideas. And my brothers and sisters, you know very well that I have already proven to you beyond any shadow of a doubt that the man is a dunce, and then he went from dunce to ignoramus, and he went from ignoramus to retard. And today, through this series, I'm proving to you that he is super-duper retarded. Not just retarded, super-duper retarded. Franklin, if you don't like what I'm saying, you can prove me wrong. You can shut me up by calling the broadcast. The number here is area code 516-418-5978. I don't know if you can hear anyone's voice when you stick your head. I've never stuck my head in the sand, so I don't know if the ostrich can hear. It could be that here I am putting out this challenge. Here I am throwing down the gauntlet. Here I am calling this man out, but he can't hear me. I don't know. I have to ask someone who has had their head in the sand if you can hear when your head is in the sand. I don't know. I'm not a chicken, so I don't know about sticking head in the sand and hearing or not hearing. I don't know about that. But I speak pretty loud, so even if, I got to believe that Jensen Franklin hears me loud and clear, if not Jensen Franklin, his church members. People out there know that I'm challenging Jensen Franklin. I'm sure he's heard it through the grapevine. I'm sure by now. Because I sent them the books. I gave the man a challenge. I sent him a certified letter return receipt. Oh, yeah, somebody in Jensen Franklin's church signed for the book, signed for the series. He knows about the spirit of Python dunce and the spirit of Python ignoramus and the spirit of Python retard. He knows about it. He can see on the internet his face on the book covers. But does he call? No. He's a chicken. He's a yellow belly sapsucker, is what he is. Yellow belly. A yellow belly. The Bible says that the righteous are as bold as the lion, but the wicked flee when no man is pursuing them. And Jensen Franklin is running like a wolf with his tail tucked between his legs. And he refuses to call the broadcast. Well, we must go on. We must go on. Jensen Franklin will not show up, but we showed up. We showed up. And you are in for a treat tonight, because once again, I'm going to again take the biblical sledgehammer of truth to this first pillar. And after today, we don't need to attack this first pillar no more. And when I come back to you on Friday, I won't be on the air tomorrow because I need to let some of you catch up. But I'll be back on the air Friday with pillar number two. With pillar number two. And we're going to begin to dismantle that pillar. So listen, this is going to be a wonderful series. You're going to be blessed by the series. It's like going to seminary. Oh my goodness, I got a Bible college education listening to Contending for the Faith. That's right. You know I do my due diligence. You know that when you tune in, you don't waste your time. You know that when you tune in, you get blessed. So here we are. We're going to look at this first pillar for the last time. And we are looking to take down this pillar once and for all. After today, no more pillar number one. We move on to pillar number two. So let me call your attention to the beautiful outline that I have been sending you all. And you got to admit, this is a wonderful outline. And you want to go to the outline. Now, when I send you these outlines, they're all attached together. Okay, so what you got to do is you got to scroll down to the page that I'm telling you to scroll down to. And today's outline begins on page 14. Now, the heading on page 14 is in gray. So I color-coded everything this way. When I tell you the color, you go there, you go to the page number, and then if the page number corresponds to color-coding, you know that you're there. So you need to go to page 14. We ended yesterday on page 13, and today we're looking at page 14, and the heading on top, which reads Contending for the Faith with Moses Henry Jones, should be in gray. This is broadcast number 226. And this is part six in this series, part six. And let me just encourage you, my brothers and sisters, don't take shortcuts. Take advantage of each one of these broadcasts, because each one of these broadcasts is highly, highly educational. Each one of these is highly educational. So again, go to page 14. You're looking at Contending for the Faith in gray. Broadcast number 222, and you're looking at part six, and today's broadcast date is December the 11th, 2019. And by way of our introduction, we are here to dismantle the first faulty interpretation pillar in Jensen Franklin's sermon, Jezebel's Children. Now, before we get into the outline, I want to play this little song for you. It's a little kindergarten song. It's a little kindergarten song, And we need to play it because some of us need to go back to kindergarten. I really believe that. Some of us need to go back and sing this little kindergarten song because many of us have forgotten that going to school is about putting on our thinking caps. You're going to listen to the audio that I'm going to play when Jensen Franklin is preaching to his church, and you're going to notice that all of those adult people, all of those adults sitting there who stand up and clap and cheer when Jensen Franklin says some of the dumbest things, the man is just outright stupid. But you'll notice that his congregants will get up and applaud and clap and cheer him on and high-five each other and all this nonsense that goes on. And that just tells you that they don't know their Bibles and that they are not wearing their thinking caps. So I want you, before we do our study, I want you to make sure you have your thinking cap on. And for this, I need to take you back to kindergarten. And listen to this little song. It's not very long, very short, but it's a very powerful song. And every pastor should have the praise and worship team sing this little 15-minute song, 15-second song. They should be singing this 15-second song right before the pastor preaches to make sure that everybody there has got an open Bible, an open heart, and their thinking caps on. Let's listen to this little song.
Put your thinking cap on. Put your thinking cap on. Put your thinking cap on. You've got some thinking to do.
Now, why are you putting on your thinking cap? Little Harmony Watts. This is little, her name is Harmony Watts. And why does little sister Harmony Watts tell us to put our thinking caps on? Because we have some thinking to do. That's why. Don't be an ignoramus of a church member. Don't be a retard in the pew. Don't be a dunce sitting in the congregation. Have your thinking caps on. Stop saying amen to everything. Think before you say amen. Make sure that the preacher, whatever the preacher's saying, lines up with the word of God. Put your thinking caps on. We have too many dunces in the church. Here's Harmony Watts. Here's a little five-year-old. Here's a little five-year-old preaching a sermon in song to us adults.
Put your thinking cap on. Put your thinking cap on. Put your thinking cap on. You've got some thinking to do.
Listen, don't be a hair hat. Don't be a hair hat. What is a hair hat? A hair hat is a person that has hair on his head, and that's his hat, and nothing in between his ears. Don't be a hair hat. Be a Berean. That's what you need to be, a Berean. A person who, when a preacher preaches or a teacher teaches, they say, hold on, preacher. Before I say amen, let me check the scriptures to see if what you're saying is so. Be a noble Berean. Well, now that everybody's got their thinking cap on, let's go to the outline. And faulty interpretation pillar number one reads like this. Mr. Franklin claims that the woman called Jezebel in Revelation 2:20 is actually a malevolent spirit, a wicked spirit, a fallen spirit, a demonic spirit, and not a wicked woman. The text reads, in the King James Version, nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allow that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. Notice that the word woman is in bold. I put the bold there. Jesus is speaking here in Revelation 2:20, and he tells the church via its pastor or its angel that he's holding them responsible because they have allowed that woman, Jezebel. Please note, my dear brothers and sisters, that Jesus, who is Jesus? The head of the church. Who is Jesus? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is our rabbi. Jesus is our master. Jesus is our ultimate teacher. Jesus tells us in Revelation 2:20 that the woman is a woman, that the woman is a Jezebel. Please note that the Apostle John was under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit when he recorded that Jesus called the person in Revelation 2:20 a woman and a Jezebel. We read this yesterday, where John says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I was told by Jesus to write what I see and send it to the seven churches. And what he told the church of Thyatira was that Jesus was mad at them. Jesus was upset with them because they allowed that woman, not that spirit, not that demon, not that she-devil, but that woman who he named Jezebel. Now, the Holy Spirit calls the woman Jezebel. Jesus called that woman Jezebel. John wrote down that Jezebel was a woman. But Franklin, but Mr. Dunce himself, Mr. Ignoramus himself, Mr. Super Duper Retard himself, wants us now to blindly accept. He wants us to submit to him in blind obedience. And my brothers and sisters, God made no one blind. My brothers and sisters, blindness is not of God. It's not of God. When God made Adam and Eve, they weren't blind. They weren't deaf. They weren't stupid. They had no mental handicap. Yet Franklin wants us to blindly accept that the person being referred to in Revelation 2:20 is not what Jesus claimed she was, which he claimed she was a woman, a Jezebel. But rather, Jensen wants us to believe his story, his interpretation, his view on the text. And his view is that the woman Jesus calls Jezebel is not really a woman, but a spirit called Jezebel, a malevolent spirit, a demon spirit, a she-devil. And as you know, as I've proven to you in my Spirit of Python trilogy series, which you can have free of charge, all you got to do is say, oh, Brother Moses Henry Jones, can I have that trilogy that you're offering? And you can have it simply by emailing me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, and I will send you Volume 1, Spirit of Python Dunce. I will send you Volume 2, Spirit of Python Ignoramus, and I will send you Volume 3, Spirit of Python Retard. And when you read all three books and all 30 chapters, because it's a combined 30 chapters, it is a combined 450 pages, and it is a combined 700-plus footnotes. When you read that, you're going to come away knowing, not suspecting, not thinking, but knowing that Jensen Franklin is as stupid as I prove he is. Now, let's hear Mr. Franklin, because I want to play the audio, and I want you to hear him say, I want you to hear Jensen Franklin say that the woman Jesus called a woman is, in his opinion, not a woman, but a spirit. Let's listen to Mr. Franklin.
I want you to look with me today in Revelation chapter 2, and I'm going to begin reading with verse 17. He who has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. I don't have time to read that. Verse 18. And the angel of the church in Thyatira write these things. Says, who's saying this? The Son of God. who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, and faith. Your patience as for your works. The last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allow that woman Jezebel. I want all the women to relax because this is not that kind of a sermon. But because you allow that woman Jezebel, which is a reference to a spirit, really, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. Listen to this. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. And then I want you to really focus in on this. Verse 23. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he who searches, notice this now, the minds and hearts. Everybody say minds and hearts. And I will give to each of you according to your works. Verse 26, he who overcomes what? The spirit that he just described. He who overcomes and keeps my works until the end, to him will I give power over the nations. He'll rule them with a rod of iron. They shall be dashed to pieces like potter's clay, like potter's vessels. What's beautiful about this is he said, in the end, I'm going to give authority to people who have been broken vessels. I'm going to give broken vessels power and authority to rule in mighty ways. I want to talk to you about something very different today that God laid on my heart that I believe is a word very much in season for our lives. I'm preaching today on Jezebel's children. We've all probably heard people refer to Jezebel, but I want to talk about that 23rd verse where he makes reference to Jezebel's children. And I believe the Lord is going to speak to us today. The first three chapters of the book of Revelation describe seven churches, and it is a picture, and it gives the characteristics of what the end time church is going to be like. Seven stages of Christianity, seven prophetic churches. In most of those churches, there's things that Jesus himself compliments, and there's things that he confronts and combats. And there's certain characteristics of those churches. For example, the Laodicea church had the characteristic of being lukewarm. They were lukewarm. They were not hot. They were not cold. They were just lukewarm. And then the church of Philadelphia is one of the seven that he names, and it was a loving church. And Jesus complimented them and spoke to John and said, there will be the love of God is needed in every church like Philadelphia, the church of Philadelphia has. But it was according to the seven personalities and characteristics working through the seven churches. Lean in. I promise this is going to hit you right where you live in. He said, now, in the church of Thyatira, there is something that you have done right, but then he shifts the focus and he says, but I have something against you because you're allowing Jezebel to seduce and bring sexual immorality into the church and into people's lives. Jezebel was a reference that goes all the way back to 1 Kings 18 and 19. She was a woman who married Ahab, and she was exceedingly wicked and immoral. And even though she had been dead for over 1,500 years, maybe up to 1,800 years, she had been dead. her spirit was very much alive in a new generation. And notice what he said. He said she had children. Every generation, the spirit of Jezebel will produce children. And these spirits, if you entertain them, if you shelter them, if you feed them, they will grow up. And that's why he said in the 23rd verse, her children have to die. You cannot, notice what he tied them to. You cannot allow them to dominate your mind. Did you catch it? They're after the reins of your mind and your heart to turn you away from God. And they come as small things, and if you feed them, shelter them, feed lust, shelter the characteristics that I'm about to give you concerning Jezebel, they will take over your mind, take over your heart, and destroy your life in every way. Jezebel has children. He's warning us. Jesus himself is warning the end time church that the predominant spirit that will come to the end time church will be Jezebel, and she will have children alive even though she's been dead for 18 years. She will have spiritual children, demonic spirits alive that will attack families, marriages, homes, men, women, and it's going to manifest in their minds and attack their minds and their hearts.
Yeah, it'll attack their minds if they don't have thinking caps on. Like this dunce doesn't have a thinking cap on. Now, if you notice, Jensen Franklin went on and on about how this woman in Revelation 2:20 is not actually a woman but a spirit. It's interesting that he doesn't deny that the Jezebel in 1st and 2nd Kings is an actual woman. That he doesn't deny. But then that Jezebel, the first Jezebel, Ahab's Jezebel, she died and then she became a spirit. And that spirit has lingered for 1,500 to 1,800 years, according to this clown. And now she's at the church of Thyatira. And now it's Jezebel. It's not a woman. It's a spirit. And that this spirit has little baby spirits. Now tell me if this guy isn't stupid. Well, let's go to today's outline, which starts on page number 14. Page 14. Now, this, of course, is part 6. We started to break down this pillar in part 4. We started to prove to you, we started to show you, beyond any doubt, that the person being referred to, the female being referred to in Revelation 2:20, is actually a woman, a flesh and blood woman, and not a spirit. Now, in our first lesson, which was part 4, right? This, when I first started to dismantle, because I'm using 3 programs to dismantle this first pillar. I started to dismantle this pillar in part 4. Then I followed up with part 5, and today is part 6. So I'm using 3 programs to show you. Now, in program number 1, I proved to you that the woman Jesus calls Jezebel in Revelation 2:20 is not a spirit, as Jensen Franklin claims, but she's actually a woman like Jesus said she was. And we went to the concordances. Remember how we used the concordances to prove to you that the person being referred to, the person named Jezebel in Revelation 2:20 was actually a woman and not a spirit. We use the concordances to prove that. Then in that same broadcast, in that same lesson, we went to the Greek dictionaries, the Greek lexicons. And I actually proved to you that the Greek word being used for woman in Revelation 2:20 is the Greek word gune, which can be, in some instances, wife, or unmarried woman, or married woman, or widow. Okay, so we proved it through the Greek lexicons and the concordances. Now, yesterday, in order to prove to you that the person being referred to in Revelation 2:20 is actually a woman, we use commentaries, Bible commentaries. I think we had 14 or 15 commentaries out of the book of Revelation, and every single one of the commentators assured us that the person being referred to in Revelation 2:20 was actually a woman, like Jesus claimed, or like Jesus stated, and not a spirit, as Jensen Franklin erroneously claims. Now, today, I want to present to you a series of Bible dictionaries and encyclopedias. So notice, I first used the concordances, then I used the Greek lexicons or the Greek dictionaries, then I used the commentaries. Today I'm using Bible dictionaries and Bible encyclopedias. All right, so now, as you note, every time I have a quote, I give you the footnote, I tell you what book you can find this in. And let's go to the first commentary, which is A, and this is the Illustrated Bible Dictionary. The Illustrated Bible Dictionary. Now, point two in the definition, because point one was referring to the Jezebel that was married to Ahab, but point two refers to the Jezebel in the church of Thyatira. There are two Jezebels. There's an Old Testament Jezebel, and there's a New Testament Jezebel. This number two is the New Testament Jezebel, or the Jezebel of Thyatira. So it reads, this is the Illustrated Bible Dictionary. Remember, we want to find out if there's anybody out there, if there's any academic, any erudite, any scholar, any divine, any person who has studied extensively the Word of God who agrees with Jensen Franklin that the woman being referred to in Revelation 2:20 is not really a woman but a spirit, as Franklin claims. And as of yet, we haven't found anybody that agrees with him. Now, this is a major pillar. This is because if I'm able to knock this pillar down, and this is a major one, and there are five, but I want to show you that what Jensen Franklin claims isn't true. This person being referred to is not a fallen angel, is not a spirit, is not a demon, isn't any of that, isn't even the spirit of the old Jezebel. It can't be the spirit of Ahab's wife. It can't be. That's impossible. So, let's read on. The Illustrated Bible Dictionary, point number two. It says, in the letter to the church at Thyatira, Revelation 2:20, that Jezebel of a woman, notice I put it in red, is the designation given to a seductive prophetess who encouraged immorality and idolatry under the cloak of religion. Notice. That Jezebel of a woman is the designation given to whom? A seductive spirit? Paul said in the last days, perilous times will come, for men shall be given over to doctrines of demons and seducing spirits. Well, no, it's not a seducing spirit. It's a seductive prophetess. A prophetess has to be a human being, a female human. That Jezebel of a woman is the designation given to a seductive prophetess who encouraged immorality and idolatry under the cloak of religion. So this Illustrated Bible Dictionary does not side with Jensen Franklin. Okay, now let's go to Calmet's great dictionary of the Bible, the great Augustine Calmet. This is what he writes, and he wrote this, it was published in 1812. He writes, in Revelation 2:20, the angel of Thyatira is reproached for suffering Jezebel, that woman who calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce the servants of Jesus Christ. Jezebel is, in this place, a figurative name and signifies some impious and cruel woman who dogmatized in the church. So notice what he says. He says the name is being used figuratively. It's a symbolic name for an impious. and cruel woman. Not an impious and cruel demon. Not an impious and cruel spirit. Not an impious and cruel she-devil, but an impious, cruel woman. So Coleman doesn't agree with Jensen Franklin. The Interpreter's Bible Dictionary says this about Revelation 2:20. In Revelation 2:20, the name used symbolically for the false prophetess who beguiles the Christians of Thyatira into idolatrous practices. So notice, the name is used symbolically for whom? A false spirit? Mm-mm. A fallen spirit? No. A lying spirit? No. A seductive spirit? No. A false prophetess. You have to be a human being to be a prophetess. You have to be a human to be a prophet. So once again, the Interpreter's Bible Dictionary does not side. This is another scholar who doesn't side with Jensen Franklin. The International Standard Bible Encyclopedia says this. The New Testament was the first to say, this is a Jezebel. The letter to the church of Thyatira warns against tolerating the woman called Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess and is teaching and beguiling my servants to practice immorality and to eat food sacrificed to idols, Revelation 2:20. Here she is, notice what it says, here she is, an influential woman within the congregation whose teaching encourages members to depart from the preferred Christian practices of avoiding public festivities of city or trade guilds that require feasting on dedicated food and sharing its accompanying entertainments. So again, the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia understands that Revelation 2:20 is speaking about some influential woman, not an influential demon, not an influential she-devil, but an influential woman. All right. Moving along. Let's go to the Hastings Bible Dictionary. It states in Revelation chapter 2, verse 20, the name Jezebel is applied to a woman of Thyatira who called herself a prophetess and tempted men to wickedness. In this connection, the name probably is symbolic and was given because of a resemblance between her and the wife of Ahab. So here the Hastings Bible Dictionary again does not side with Jensen Franklin. You know, Jensen Franklin can't find one scholar who sides with his interpretation that the woman being called Jezebel in Revelation 2:20 is actually a spirit. The Anchor Bible Dictionary, in its second definition, again, its first definition is for the Old Testament Jezebel. Its second definition is for the New Testament Jezebel. This is what it says. A prophetess, and I have it in red lettering, a prophetess in the church of Thyatira, who according to Revelation chapter 2, verses 20 through 23, beguiles the congregation to practice immorality and to eat food sacrificed to idols. Although she was probably a real person, her name Jezebel seems to be symbolic. It refers pejoratively to the harlotries and sorceries of the Old Testament queen who supported the prophets of Baal and Asherah at her court. 2 Kings 9:22 and 1 Kings 18:19. All righty. Let's go to the Nelson's New Illustrated Bible Dictionary. It states, a prophetess of Thyatira who enticed the Christians in the church to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols, Revelation 2:20. John probably called this woman, not this spirit, not this demon, not this she-devil. John probably called this woman Jezebel because of her similarity to Ahab's idolatrous and wicked queen. All right, let's go to our dictionary of the Bible by the great scholar John Brown. This is what it states. The name Jezebel has often been proverbially used to signify any woman excessively cruel, wicked, or given to idolatry. In this sense, perhaps it is applied to that wicked woman, not that wicked spirit, but that wicked woman in the church of Thyatira who so diligently seduced people to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed to idols. And finally, the comprehensive, critical, and explanatory Bible Encyclopedia says this. In Revelation 2:20, the angel of Thyatira is reproached with suffering Jezebel, that woman who called herself to be a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants of Jesus Christ. Jezebel is in this place a figurative name and signifies some impious woman and cruel woman who dogmatized and domineered the church. Again, my brothers and sisters, is there one scholar among those who put together their concordances? Is there one scholar among those who put together their Greek dictionaries, their Greek lexicons? Was there one scholar among all of the commentators? Is there one scholar among all those who put together their Bible dictionaries and in Bible encyclopedias? Is there one who agrees with Jensen Franklin? And the answer is no. No. Why? Why don't they agree with Jensen Franklin? Because they're scholars and he's a retard. That's why. That's plain and simple. They are scholars. They are given over to scholarship. They crack open books. They consult the original language. And Jensen Franklin never cracks open a book, never consults a lexicon, never reads a commentary, never opens a Bible dictionary, and is completely clueless. Conclusion. And this is a nice picture of John seeing Jesus in his glorified state as mentioned in the first chapter of Revelation. The conclusion reads like this. Not one Bible dictionary or encyclopedia has concluded that the woman named Jezebel in Revelation 2:20 was actually a malevolent spirit or a demon, as Jensen Franklin asserts in his sermon, Jezebel's Children. All have concluded that Jezebel was an actual woman. All. So let's go back. Let's hear Mr. Franklin one more time. Let's hear him one more time. Let's listen to Mr. Franklin. We want to hear him one more time. Tell us with a straight face that the woman being mentioned here is not actually a woman, that Jesus was wrong, that the Holy Spirit was wrong, and that he's right, because she was actually a spirit. Listen to this.
I want you to look with me today in Revelation chapter 2, and I'm going to begin reading with verse 17. He who has an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying, I don't have time to read that. Verse 18, and the angel of the church in Thyatira write these things, says, who's saying this? The Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, and faith. Your patience as for your works. The last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allow that woman Jezebel. I want all the women to relax because this is not that kind of a sermon. But because you allow that woman Jezebel, which is a reference to a spirit, really.
No, it's not a reference to a spirit. It's not. It's a reference to a woman. The concordances agree that it was a woman. The Greek lexicons agree that it was a woman. The Bible commentaries assert, every single one of them, she was a woman. The Bible dictionaries and encyclopedias all assert that she was a woman. And if you were to do what I did for you in Spirit of Python Dunce, remember in Spirit of Python Dunce when Jensen Franklin was trying to weave his stupid interpretation of Acts 16:16? Remember what I did for you? How many translations? If you were, listen. If you were to read the King James translation, you would read that the woman there in Revelation 2:20 is actually a woman. If you were to read the Revised Standard Version, or the New Revised Standard Version, or the Revised English Bible, or the George M. Lanza translation, or if you were to read the New English Bible translation, or the New American Bible translation, or the Jerusalem Bible translation, or if you were to read the James Moffat translation, or the Amplified Bible translation, or the New Century Version translation, or the Living Bible paraphrase, or the J.B. Phillips paraphrase, or the Today's English Version, or the New International Version, or the Charles B. Williams Version, or the New Testament Modern Speech Version, or the Edgar J. Godspeed Translation, or the Young's Literal Translation, or the Emphasized New Testament, or the Kenneth S. Weiss Translation. Listen, if you were to check out every single translation that is available to you today, they would all tell you. Not one of those translations would write down that Jezebel was a spirit. Every single one of them would tell you that Jezebel was a woman. But here you have this man. Listen, this guy is so stupid. He is so ignorant, so retarded, that when his brother graduated from Bible college, he left with his brother. This guy is, don't you know, Jensen Franklin, that you don't leave college when your brother graduates college? You leave college when you graduate. This guy is so stupid that he left college when his older brother, they were both in the same Bible college. His brother graduates and Jensen Franklin drops out. You're supposed to stay there until you finish. And this Bible college dropout who never cracks open a book is going to tell you and me that Jezebel in Revelation 2:20 is actually a spirit, and you're going to drink that Kool-Aid, and you're going to say amen to it, and you're going to applaud it, and you're going to believe it, and you're going to parrot that foolishness? Shame on you. Shame on you for not being a Berean. Shame on you for saying amen to everything these dopey preachers say. Shame on you for applauding every moronic gibberish thing that comes out of their mouths. He wants us to believe something Jesus didn't say. Jesus said she's a woman. The Holy Ghost said she's a woman. John said she's a woman. But he wants us to believe that she's a spirit. My brothers and sisters, we can go on and on. Listen, you can consult every academic book on the subject of Revelation 2:20, and you're not going to find one reputable scholar agreeing with Jensen Franklin that the person being referred to by name Jezebel in Revelation 2:20 is actually a spirit. You're not going to find one. You are not going to find one scholar, not one. And the reason why is because their reputation is on the line. Their academic reputation is on the line. So now, starting on Friday, we're going to consider faulty interpretation number two. Because, listen, we obliterated interpretation number one. Interpretation number one has been destroyed. We want to look at faulty interpretation pillar number two. I told you repeatedly that Jensen Franklin's sermon entitled Jezebel's Children is standing on five faulty interpretation pillars. Interpretation pillar number two reads like this. Franklin claims that at death, upon death, Old Testament Jezebel's human spirit transitioned into a demonic existence. That's what he wants us to believe. He wants us to believe that when Jezebel, Ahab's wife, died, that her spirit transitioned from human spirit and became a demonic spirit. We're gonna see if that holds water in the Bible. We're gonna see if that is true. Because remember, he said now, Jezebel died. She lived 1800 years ago, but today she's around in spirit form. And I'm gonna prove to you that is a fairy tale. That doesn't hold theological water. And that does it for today. Now, saints, I need you to help me tell a whole lot of other people about this series. This is a great series, let me tell you. And it's great because people are going to learn how important it is to now listen. Listen before you say amen. Think before you say amen. Think before you move your lips in affirmation. Think. Have your thinking caps on. Have your Bibles open. And be a good Berean. So tell as many people as possible about this series. It's going to bless them. Because so many saints go to churches where the pastor and the pastor's wife and the leadership in the church are talking about this demon and that spirit and this devil, and you know, we're being attacked and we got these generational curses and we got to contend with this spirit, we got to contend with Ahab's spirit and the Jezebel spirit and the Leviathan spirit. Oh, there's all kinds of spirits. You got so many preachers talking about spirits. So please be a media missionary and tell as many people as possible. Love you so much. Pray for me as I pray for you. I'll see everybody on Friday, giving you a day off just so you can catch up. And some of you want to review all the shows, all the broadcasts dealing with this series, so you can get a better understanding. And by all means, do so. And this will give you enough time to catch up. God bless you. See you all on Friday, Lord willing. And if the Lord hasn't returned.